Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is so exciting. We are continuing our series of Musar Vadim. This is the second in the series. We're talking about Machshava. We're talking about thought, which is so important because all day long we're thinking. And this shiur should be a special schus. We did Navshi Moshe de Peshtari, Sam Moshe Mordechai, and for Yitid Navshi, Yosef Eliyahu and Rivka Chava, and the Refuas Matan Ben Sara and Rav Baruch Hertz Ben Sara Tzipor and Chayu Chebe Fege Bas Michal Yudis Basia. And again, we're basing ourselves on the teachings of Moreinu Hagoyin Shlomo Volbez Atzal. Mashmos Miras Melech. What's a Melech? We all know a Melech. Melech is a king. A king? Melech is machshava. That's melech. Melech is machshava, thought. It's a king, it's not thought. No. It means to think. Like we have in the Gemara. The Gemara says, nimlach. Nimlach means he changed his mind. Melech is a thinker. Melech is a person who thinks in order to lead his country. And so too in a person himself. Your machshava is your koach hamalchus. When you're thinking, that is what is leading, that is what is guiding, that is ruling over your whole being. When you're thinking, all of your kochos are subordinate and bound to your machshava. They're all silent, and you are ruling over them. Mashu choshev, what you think. That's your essence. That's who you are. Famous Gemara in Kiddushin 49b says if you're Makadish, a woman, on condition that you're a tzaddik, even if the person's a Rosha Gomor, maybe he's a complete Rosha. She's Mekudeshes Misafek. Why? Because maybe he thought to do tshuva. He's a Rosha Gomor. He has one machshav of tshuva. And he already has a din of a tzaddik. Wow! The power of a machshav. Of course, the famous Minchas Chinuch, and you also need vidui, and Shem Tzaddik versus Kapara, everybody knows the Torah. So, we've spoken about it elsewhere, other shiur. But for our purposes, we have to know that with one thought, he's transformed from a rasha into a tzaddik, gevaldik, the power of thought. And therefore, hirhure aveira, koshin me aveira. The thought to do an aveira is worse than the aveira itself. Koach hamachshava. Sometimes a person has a very strong yetzer hara, and he does the aveira without thinking very much. That's not his essence. What's a person's essence? What he's thinking. So your thoughts, that shows who you are. We said that the man's thought is his elevated power, his highest power. It's also the most subtle power of man. So you have to make sure that you're able to focus and that every little thing that happens doesn't distract you. For example, I used to go to a shir of an Adam Gadol Meod, and somebody, they used to have a sliding door. And somebody would move the sliding door in the back of the Beis Medrash, and almost everybody would turn around. Yeah, but the Adam Gadol is talking, he's giving a shir. Who cares? You hear the sound of a sliding door, for crying out loud. No, it's hard for people to focus. Any sound is going to distract them. That's unfortunately human nature, and that's why I have to work on it. It says that Har Sinai, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, A bird didn't chirp. And a cow didn't moo. No sound. Why? Total focus. There would be sound if, imagine that. Imagine that. Chazal are saying, l'chora, that if a bird would have chirped, tweet, tweet. Yeah, Hashem is talking. But the people would have looked over at the bird as tweeting. Not tweeting on Twitter. Tweeting on the way birds tweet, the old-fashioned tweet, before the modern tweet. So, you just see how very gentle this koach hamachshava is, how easy it is for a person to be distracted. That's why a person has to focus on focusing, being in. You know, and one of the, I always try to read about great people. You could read books on how to be great, but even more powerful on reading books about people who are great or were great. You see how they lived, and you can try to adapt that for yourself. So what I like to do is I like to find common denominators between all the Anashim Gedolim. And one of them, I heard about so many different great people, that when they were learning, this world ceased to exist. People could stand there 25 minutes waiting for them to pick up their head from the sefer. They don't notice, they don't hear. There could be a fire alarm, there could be sirens, they don't hear. Whether it's their davening, their learning. Complete focus, being there, being in the moment. Like they say about Moshe Rabbeinu, Ale Elai Har V'Heyei Sham, come up the mountain and be there, be present. When you're thinking, think, focus. Gam k'she'ein shum davar mibachutz mafriya, alul ha-dimayon lehitarev v'machshava lehulicha shovav b'derech lev rutzono. Kfi shalamadnu m'Reb Yisrael Misalant, she'u amar that a person is limited in his seichel, but his imagination runs wild, and it leads him astray in the path of the heart of his the will of his heart. So the dimyan gets involved in your machshava. Machshava is real thought, is divrei seichel, is intellect, logic, and dimyan is just imagination. Today they say, "Hu azui, ze azui." It's imaginatory, it's crazy, illusory. Medumyan. That's not real thought. וצריך להתנהג, לתלמד, להניג את המחשבה, ולא לסטות מעניינה לעניין אחר. If you're focused on this, you have to be thinking about this. Not like most of us. Think about one thing, think about another thing, think about another thing, think about another thing. Think about this, focus on this. So Rabbeinu suggests that we try to find a quiet place and think 3 minutes about one thing. And it's going to take a long time. Because it's hard to think. It's hard really to focus on one thought. Go from think to think to think. So that was... That's the first avoda that Rabbeinu gave the Talmidim. And now we move to the second. He quotes the Chavetz HaLevavos. V'sim tumurat ro dvarecha orcha v'machshavtecha v'atmadat b'chinatcha v'cheshbon im nafshecha. Ki ha'machshava ner shetachniseu el libecha v'cheshbon shemesh te'ir be'ora matzpuncha v'legalot lecha mashu tzafun bo menatov v'ara v'alashon shar ha'matzpun. He says, in exchange for a lot of words, put your light, your thought, and cheshbon hanefesh. Because machshava is a light. Thought is a light that you place in your heart. Cheshbon hanefesh is sun. And they are going to shine. This ner, this sun, these thoughts, this cheshbon hanefesh that you make, the counting of the soul, are going to shine into your psyche and reveal to you what is inside of you for the good and for the bad. And the gate that brings out what's inside of you is your tongue. Kol machshava meira le'adam, ziva Torah, rochav ha'olam, omek ha'adam, akol mitgala rak le'mishu choshev. Thought shines in a person, the shine of Torah, the breath of the world, the depths of man. It's all revealed to one who thinks. The Maharal writes, Ovis 117, that a person has a seichel ha-divri, a seichel ha-iyuni. You have a seichel that relates to your speech, and you have an intellect that relates to your thought, to your iyun, to your examination. So you see, there's a special seichel for speech, a different seichel for just thinking. I'm assuming that today in brain science they can probably explain this scientifically as well. The true seichel is the seichel ha'iyuni. Now, sometimes when a person's speaking, he's speaking from the seichel ha'iyuni because he really thought about it. A lot of times people are just speaking. As they say in Portuguese, Eretz tam nevelta rein. He's just talking, not thinking much. So that's the seichel ha'divri. But the seichel ha'iyuni, that's when somebody speaks. Somebody could speak, but after a lot of thought. Sometimes I'll bring up a topic that I've spent a long, long time thinking about, and I'll bring it up to someone else. And right away, on the spot, they give me a snap answer. They never think, you know, maybe a second later, 2 seconds. You ever think about this before? No. And you already have an answer? I've been thinking about it for a long, long time. Not so simple. So that's when the Seichel Iyuni should kick in. Not to speak so quick. Oh, it's an interesting point. I never considered that before. But the psychology is, as I understand it, that it's hard for people to say, I don't know. I never thought of that. It's really new to me. That's novel. Why? I really have to ponder that. It's much easier for a person to say, to save face, is right, oh, I have an answer. Even though it's a very, very complex, you know, sometimes I'm thinking about very complex things. And there is no pat answer. But I noticed a lot, people right away, they already have an answer. And suffice it to say, it's never satisfying for me. Why? Because it's not coming from the Seichel Iyuni, it's coming from the Seichel HaDivri. I want an answer from your Seichel Iyuni. Not just, you heard a question, you have to give an answer, right, to see you later. You want an answer that comes from thought. It's okay to think about something. Think about it, and think more. One of my Rabbeim, HaGaon HaGadol HaMufla VeHaMufla VeRav Manzatzal, used to think and think. One time one of his kids was pulling his frock, he was trying to get his attention. Couldn't get his attention, he was so deep in thought. It's like, Abba, Ma. You know, why aren't you answering me? Something like that, I don't remember the exact story. But he said, Ani Choshev. Because he would think, if you ever see his Sfarim, see how many thousands and tens of thousands of Chedushim he had. Where does that come from? It comes from a lot of thinking. Less speaking and more thinking. Kol yamai gadalti bein hachachamim lo matzasi laguf tov mishtika. Among the chachamim, you learn the importance of shtika. Because when they're silent, they're thinking. And when people are talking, they're more focused outward and less focused inward. So it's less of a seichel iyuni and more of a seichel adivri. But if somebody speaks after giving it a lot of thought, again, that's coming from the Seichel Iyuni. Me'ata nagiyana be'atzmeinu. Haim lo rov o kol eskeinu b'seichel u b'seichel ha'divri? Isn't most of our isek in the Seichel ha'divri? ילד המתלמד לדבר בוודאי עדיין אין בו שכל עיוני. הוא גדל בכל עסקו בפטפוטי דברים. ואדם מבוגר לא כך הוא? השיחה שוטפת בין חברים, האם יש בקורטוב של עיון? Isn't most of our speech שכל הדברי? It's coming from that just place of just speech without that much thinking. The average two people who are just chatting or schmoozing, is that coming from the Seichel HaDivri or Seichel HaDivri? They put a lot of thought on what they were going to say and what they are saying. I always go to Simchas. Well, let's say you're at a wedding. In a wedding, if you think about it, is obviously the time that they're dancing, and then there's the time of the chuppah. But besides that, it's basically non-stop talking. Just talking and talking, you know, take a few bites in the middle. But you're just taking bites when the other guy's talking, and then he finishes, and he puts the food in his mouth, and then you're talking. It's a lot of talking. And I always wonder, like, what is everybody talking about? What is there so much to say? Now, by nature, I'm an extremely talkative person, extremely. And yet I'm still wondering, what is everybody talking about here? So first of all, you see that there's a human need to connect. And therefore people are just talking to connect. They're not really necessarily saying all that much. They want to connect, and that's legitimate, to fulfill that need. But one can fulfill it in a much deeper way. One can think beforehand. And then when he sees a friend, he could say, you know, I'm stuck on a Rashi in this week's parasha. And yeah, you tell him what Rashi says, you ask him your question. The internet doesn't have to be your question. There are hundreds of super commentaries on Rashi, they have questions. And then you present the question, or you tell their friend about an ethical dilemma you're experiencing. And this way, and then you thought about the different sides, and this way you take your conversation from a more mundane place, from a place of Seichel HaDivri, to the Seichel HaYuni. Most of our speech, again, most of our conversation is not coming from there. A person's learning, there has to be complete focus. I always like to quote the studies that show that when a person's phone is in front of him, even if it's not on, just seeing it already distracts a person. When a person learns, he can learn 60% focus, 70% focus, and his mind is here and there. The best is 100%. The superstars of learning are learning with 100% focus. Nothing else exists. However, it's very important to know when we're trying to improve our focus and our concentration that kol gedolei ha-machshava yishiru שאין לחשוב בהתאמצות וקושי אלא דווקא בקלות עד כדי הרגשת נעימות. So when you're thinking, it shouldn't be something that's heavy on you. It shouldn't be difficult. It should come easily. You're just thinking. In a sweet way, in a pleasant way. Machshava is not like cutting down trees. Machshava is like playing a violin. That's a cloud gadol b'malachas ha-machshav. So in the previous meeting, the Rav said, try to focus for 3 minutes. Now he ups it to 5 minutes. Take a Rambam, take a Rabbi Kiveger, take a Maimar Chazal, and just try to focus. You know when you can do this, sweet friends? You can do this sometimes if you're just taking a walk. It's quiet, it's nighttime. Just take a walk and just focus on Akasha for 5 minutes. Just to accustom yourself to thinking, just focusing on one thing, instead of just letting your thoughts go. That's a big avodah, Rabbi said. L'shtalet al machshava liot melech. Melech ze nimlach mishe molech al atzmo ayidei machshavotav, through your thoughts you rule over yourself. In any event, this is the second shiur we had in this series, in Ritz Hashem. We have a lot more important material to cover and to learn, and I very much look forward. It's going to be amazing. And I ask you to please stay tuned for more. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends.